The Ramban has an interesting line regarding Kel Melech Ne'eman. And the Ramban writes, the Ramban is living in the 13th century, and he writes in the commentary, Maseches Brachos, says, Kvar haya minag be'ayaros lamar bein avas olam l'kriyat shema Kel Melech Ne'eman. There was already an early custom in the cities to say Kel Melech Ne'eman between avas olam, right? He was Sfard, so they said avas olam instead of Ava Rabba. So between what we would say Ava Rabba and Kriyat Shema, we would say, he said, the custom was they would say Kel Melech Ne'eman. Uvialdusi niskashilai, and already in my youth I was troubled by this. Lefisha davar yadua, it's known, she avas olam birchas hamitzvah hi l'kriyat shema. Avas olam is the birchas hamitzvah for Kriyat Shema. Because he says that kol hamitzvos kulam tunos hein bracha over lasiyazim. Every mitzvah requires a bracha to recite beforehand. By halal, before we said halal, there's a bracha. Before mikra megillah, there's a bracha. Before kriyas haTorah, there's a bracha. And in fact, the halacha is that, let's say, for example, you forgot to say the bracha birchas haTorah, so avarabba counts for that, because avarabba is a bracha. Is a birchos hamitzvah. It's a bracha on Shema. It also can substitute for birchos haTorah. But the point is that he says that basically you have these two brachos before Kriyat Shema. The first or the second one is Ava Rabba. That's a birchos hamitzvah. So you say Ava Rabba, then Shema. The bracha beforehand of Yotzer Or, that was added later on. That's a birchos shevach. That's a bracha of praise. And he points out that in Maseches Tamid, when the time of the second base of Migdash, they only recited one bracha before Shema, and that was Ava Rabba. So if you have a birchos hamitzvah of Ava Rabba before Kriyat Shema, you can't answer Amen. You can't answer Kel Melech Ne'eman. So he thinks this custom of Kel Melech Ne'eman, which is a substitute for Amen, is the wrong bracha. We don't answer Amen after our own brachos. The real question is, once we decided that we're going to add the bracha of Yotzer Or, so can you recite Amen, you know, after Yotzer Or and Ava Rabba, perhaps a series of brachos or not? So Rabbi Ramban says, I don't think you should. You shouldn't answer Amen. We don't answer Amen to our own brachos. You're supposed to say Ava Rabba and then recite Kriyat Shema. So the advantage of Kel Melech Ne'eman is that you add these three words to the 245 existing words of Shema, and you get the 248. These are the limbs of a person. All my bones are supposed to speak the praises of Hashem. So it's a nice thing that we're being Makabala Omachu Shemaim for the Shema. We say 248 words to emphasize that our whole body wants to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So how do we paskin in the end? The Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Chaim, Simon Samach Aleph Sif Gimel, he says that, you know what you should do? He says that the Shliach Tzibor finishes Hashem Elokeichem Emes. He repeats it. Right, and he repeats the Shem Okechem Emes, and there you get to 248 words. But then, what do you do if you're reading Biyachid? What if you're reading privately? So there actually has an interesting suggestion, which I don't see people do, but he says you should have in mind with there are 15 Vavs by Emes V'yatziv. V'yatziv, V'nachem, Kayim, V'yashav, V'neman, Vavu, Chaviv. There are 15 Vavs, V'yatziv, V'nachem, V'kayam. So 15 times 6 is 90. And they correspond to three names of Hashem. Why? Because Yud Kei Vav Kei in Gematria is 26, and there are four letters, so you get 30. So 30 times 3 is 90. So the Vavs, they make up the extra three words. So that's what he wants to say. Okay? And then the Ramah writes, but some people have the custom that if you say Kriyat Shema in private, you say Kel Melech Ne'eman, because these three words complete the count of 248. And he says that is the custom. So notwithstanding the Ramban, it's okay to say Kel Melech Ne'eman. It's not an interruption. The Ramah writes that when you read it with the Tzibor, you shouldn't say Kel Melech Ne'eman. In other words, you have the Shulchan Aruch, who says that the Shliach Tzibor finishes the Shem Akechem Emes. The Ramah says Kel Melech Ne'eman adds the three words, the last three words. And the Ramah says, even though that's the custom, when you have a Shliach Tzibor, don't say Kel Melech Ne'eman. And he says that is the custom. So that's our custom. So Kel Melech Ne'eman is a little bit questionable, saying that's in effect the Amen after Ava Rabba. It's a little questionable. So when you have the Shliach Tzibor saying Hashem Elokeichem Emes, that seems to be preferable. But if not, it seems that you can say Kel Malch Neman. That seems to be against what the Ramban says, but that seems to be the custom among the Ramah. It's an early custom. Some have issues with it, but that seems to be our custom. All right.